Paul?
Hi, hello, good evening. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. To begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No, okay. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Yes. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you definitely going to vote?
That long.
So you're definitely going to vote, correct?
I said if I live that long, yeah.
Okay. Okay. And what is your age?
80.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you Caucasian, African-American?
Caucasian.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you satisfied? I'm sorry, are you very satisfied? Satisfied? Dissatisfied or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Thank you. Now, I want you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale of 0 to 100. 100 means you find them very warm and favorable. 50 means you find them so-so, not too warm, not too cold. And 0 means that you find them very cold, unfavorable. You can choose any number from 0 to 100. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, please say so. The first one, Joe Biden.
80.
Thank you. Public charter schools?
No opinion.
Thank you. Critical race theory or CRT?
0.
Thank you. The American Federation of Teachers or AFT?
75.
Thank you. Donald Trump?
0.
Thank you. Black Lives Matter or BLM?
50.
Thank you. Your local school board?
About 75.
75, thank you. Public school teachers?
Repeat?
Public school teachers?
I was one, 100.
100, thank you. And public schools?
About 90.
90, thank you. Okay, let's move forward here. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Would you say public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or growing worse?
Staying the same.
Thank you. Some people view education as means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing students for each of the following? I want you to rate the following topics on a scale of 0 to 10. 10 means they prepare them very well. 5, somewhat, and 0, that means that they don't prepare them at all. You can choose any number from 0 to 10. So the first one, develop social skills. How well are they doing there from 0 to 10?
8.
That's an 8, thank you. Be ready for higher education, like college. How well
do you think? That's an 8.
Thank you. Understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world.
6.
What are they doing to 6? Thank you. Develop critical thinking skills.
Probably a 6.
Thank you. Grasp the academic basics of reading, writing, and math.
9.
Thank you. Compete for and get good jobs in the future global job market?
7.
7, thank you. That's a 7. Now, would you say that your state spends not enough, too much, or just about the right amount on public school education?
Not enough.
Not enough, thank you. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
And how much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory, or CRT? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A little.
A little. As you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply plain politics for education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
Agree.
Somewhat or strongly? You somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Somewhat, yeah.
Somewhat agree, gotcha. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
A lot, thank you. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. The first one. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Agree or disagree?
There's too many qualifiers in your statement. I agree, but I also think parents should have some words, so I don't know how you want to rank that.
So, somewhat agree, right?
Not dictate. No, I don't agree with that. Strongly disagree with dictate.
Just that word, but in general, you somewhat agree with a statement, right?
Yeah.
Got it. A certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship. Agree or disagree?
I disagree.
Somewhat strongly.
Read it to me again.
Most definitely. A certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints.
I strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree. Thank you. All right. Now I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some will say help improve the quality of public schools. For each one, tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. The first one. Teaching about America's history of slavery and segregation. Support.
Strongly agree.
Strongly support. Thank you. Increasing teacher pay.
Strongly support.
Thank you. Raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certifications and licensing requirements. Support or oppose?
Support.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Adding armed security guards to patrol all K-12 public schools? Support or oppose?
Oppose. Strongly.
Strongly oppose. Removing books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics?
Strongly oppose.
Strongly opposed. Thank you. Let's move forward here. Some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K-12 public schools. This Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilization, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K-12 public school curriculum? Support or oppose?
Support.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please read. I want you to rate each one using a scale of 0 to 10. 10 means And I find that very convincing argument. 5, somewhat convincing, and 0, not convincing at all. You can choose any number from 0 to 10, the first one. History teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So, when racial politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustice experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. How convincing is that from 0 to 10?
I'm confused about that. Not about the issue. I'm confused about how you stated it.
Okay, would you like for me to read it again?
Yeah, reread it.
History teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in.
Stop right there. I strongly agree with that. Now, this is where I don't know how these rest of it goes together, so.
Okay. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back.
I strongly agree with that part.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. And these attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustice experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more...
I strongly agree with the whole thing. Okay.
So you find it very convincing, correct?
Yes.
From 0 to 10, how would you give... What number would you give that? The higher you go, the more convincing it is.
Nine.
Gotcha. Okay, those who fear that kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in school are missing the whole point of education. Education isn't just memorizing math equations or learning to spell. It's also engaging critically with life's most difficult questions. If children don't have these conversations in school, how can we expect them to think for themselves and form opinions as adults? School is the perfect place to have conversations about challenging topics, and teachers know how to lead these discussions in a respectful, unbiased, and age-appropriate way. How convincing is that from 0 to 10?
6.
6, thank you. Last year, the American Library Association reported that attempts to censor or ban books reach an all-time high, and 2023 is likely to break that record again. Most of the books targeted include LGBTQ characters, characters of color, or discuss themes like racism. We know from history that the road to Trinity starts with censorship and book banning. We must oppose this deeply undemocratic and anti-American push to censor books. How convincing is that from 0 to 10?
Very convincing. 10.
A 10. Okay. Now, sometimes over the course of the survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you. All right, switching gears a little here. These last questions are for statistical purposes only. So the question is, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
About 16.
Great. Would you say some college or college graduate?
Master's degree. College graduate,
master. I am so sorry. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
You're so sorry.
No, because I made a mistake. I heard something differently. That's why I apologize.
Yeah.
But you said master's degree. Okay?
Right.
Now, which one of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, a student, or a homemaker?
Retired.
Thank you. Now, are you married or married living with partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Thank you. Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, independent, or something else?
I don't know how to answer that. I can tell you that I've been a Republican all my life until the last 5 years.
Okay, so would you say, so you're a Democrat right now, right?
Yes.
If I'm not mistaken. So would you say not a strong Democrat or a strong Democrat?
A voting Democrat.
Okay, would you lean more towards a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat? Which one do you lean more towards?
Well, strong.
Strong Democrat, thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
And although you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
No.
Okay. And do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or home school in the last 10 years?
No.
Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Moderate, thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever?
Several times a year.
Okay, now for each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. Is a born-again Christian, fundamentalist, or evangelical? Does that apply to you or anyone in the household?
No.
Oh, okay. How about, is an educator such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide? Does that apply to you or anyone in your household?
Read that one again.
Yes. Is an educator such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide?
Yes.
It applies to you or someone in the household?
Both.
Both. Okay. So, how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. Sir, this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your patience and your opinions. I truly appreciate it. You have yourself a great rest of the night.
Could I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
How do you stand to live in Florida?
Goodbye.
You have a great one.
Bye-bye.